Penguin Random House Audio presents 99 Nights in Logar by Jamil Jan Kochai. Read for you by Ali Nasser. 1. Logar. On the 32nd morning, Budabash got free sometime in the night. We didn't know how, just that he did, and that we needed to go and find him. Me and Ghoul and Zia and Dawood, heading out onto the roads of Logar, together, for the first time, hoping to get Budabash back home before nightfall. This all happened only a few weeks into my trip, my family's homecoming in the summer of 05, back when it cost only a G to fly across the ocean, from Sac to SF, to Taipei to Karachi, to Peshawar all the way up to Logar, where, at the time, though it wasn't dead, the American war was sort of dozing, like in a coma, or as if it were still reeling off a contact high from that recently booming Afghan H, leaving the soldiers and the bandits and the robots almost harmless. So that all that mattered then for a musafir from America was how he was going to go about killing another hot summer day. Gulbuddin said it would be a four-man operation. He said it in Pakhtu because my Farsi was shit. "You see?" he told me, Zia, and Dawood as we huddled in the orchard before our chase. "More than four and we'll look like a mob, but any less and we might get jumped." Ghoul sat at the head of our circle, twirling one end of the thick black mustache his older sisters were always trying to tear from his lip because it made him look too much like the beautiful Turkish gangsters from their soap operas. From where he was sitting, up against the mud wall that ran between the...